third Wednesday of the month. As usual, that means Sue Powell's in the house, Decatur Area Arts Council. What's up?
Hey, lots of art. That's what's up.
You're getting we're getting back to it now a little bit more, huh? So, you know, the year's rolling along.
It is, and you have just a few days left to take a look at the February exhibit, which really is very moving. It's called Honoring Her Story.
Okay.
And it is for African American women artists, and they, through their artwork, honor African American women, their dignity, their heroism, their achievements through history, just some of everyday women, you know, who just did really heroic deeds to keep families together. Just lots of great thought-provoking artwork. Each of the four women have a different art form, but it all blends together beautifully. So if you haven't had a chance to see it, get down to the Madden Art Center. It'll be up through February 26th.
Were they all linked to Illinois somehow? I think we had a Peoria and a couple Chicago reps out of the artists.
Two Peoria, okay. Yeah, and two Chicago.
Gotcha.
And they've gotten to actually meet each other either in person or through social media.
Sure,
they've connected with each other now, so it's always kind of fun to get some artists connected to.
Did you tie these four together, or had that been done already?
No, I did. Actually, the first one, Natalie Jackson O'Neill, who is Preston Jackson's daughter, Preston being from Decatur, well known for his artwork.
Yeah.
She had applied for an exhibit, and I was very inspired by her artwork. And I thought, I think that we can really make this a very impactful exhibit, bringing in some of these other women. I started looking online for African-American women artists, and I found these other three gals. And actually, a couple of them knew each other already. They've shown together before, but never these four configured together. And they were really pleased with how it came out.
Did all four get her for the Friday walk?
No, two of them were able to.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I was just really pleased that they were pleased.
Yeah,
and we had a great crowd at that opening, so we've heard nothing but wonderful comments about how thought-provoking the exhibit is, and there's text that goes with each one of the art pieces, so it really gives you something to think about.
And you've got Sandra Bridges with paintings, Malika Jackson with paintings, drawing, and sculpture, Natalie Jackson O'Neill with photography, and Trish Williams with art quilts.
Mm-hmm. So story quilts. Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of different styles of art in there to be able to check out in this gallery. And the last day, is it a week from today?
February 26th.
So next Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Close of business next Tuesday, your last chance to see these four together. Because you only got a couple days to clear out and get ready for the march.
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go again.
We just move right into the next exhibit. You know, it's really a lonely room when you don't have art in it, so we have to kind of keep putting some art up. But another artist from Chicago, his name is Jason Watts. He'll be our March artist, and his exhibit is called Signs of Life. Really interesting work. Nick's probably familiar with Edward Hopper.
Of course.
Yeah, I love Edward Hopper's work. A lot of people might be familiar with his Nighthawks painting, where the people are sitting kind of in one of those retro bars, in the night light. That's one of the people who has inspired Jason Watts' work, but he incorporates it. He calls it a mashup of iconography and symbols and nostalgic references, and they kind of just create a new narrative that has a little bit of a retro feel, but it's kind of like this alternate pop world. So very interesting work, bold colors, because he incorporates like neon signs into his artwork. There's some really vibrant colors that are involved in it. And
what is his name again?
Jason Watts.
Hmm. Where's he from?
He is from Chicago.
Okay.
And we'll be opening his exhibit next Friday, March 1st. And that will be from 5 to 7:30 p.m. during the downtown gallery walk, Friday gallery walk.
Will he be here?
He will be here.
He will be here.
Yeah, so people get a chance to meet him and talk with him. He'll speak a little bit about his work at 6 o'clock. And it's always interesting to hear, what has inspired these artists and where do they get their concepts, and then how do they go somewhere with it? How do they develop it? And he has a definite style, and you can see it in there are kind of urban settings, buildings, seeing figures through windows, but there are also some abstracted kind of like tree landscapes, and then there are some pieces that reference jazz and blues.
Okay.
So it's a nice variety, and he'll talk a little bit about how he's done his work, how he's developed his work. And
I'm guessing with artists, once you get past the expected cliche conversation of inspired by family, inspired by, you know, my date, my life, and, you know, I've had the ups and I've had downs, and I'm sure everybody's really different. Once you get past those.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And these things aren't even necessarily about his life, although he focuses on like a Midwestern urban kind of American city, yeah, you know, sort of landscape. But he's making up these narratives.
Yeah.
And you, as an audience member looking at the paintings, you kind of participate in what you think the narrative, what the story is about as well. And he works in an interesting medium. He does a combination of oil and egg tempera, and works with lots of thin glazes of color, and that
really
kind of gives that vibrancy and depth to his paintings. So I hope people will really enjoy him. I love his work.
If you can't be there Friday, of course, you're open 6 days a week?
We're open 6 days a week, yeah, Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturday 10 to 2. And you can see his work through March 27th. It'll be up. And then the other galleries will be open on the first Friday, March 1st as well. Blue Connection will have Milton University junior students, art students, work on exhibit. And Illinois Art Gallery around the corner will have fiber art and quilted art by Cindy Hardwood. And the Art Farm will feature artwork by Lucy Brownlee, who is a local artist. So lots of variety.
Yeah. And I'm seeing a lot of extra things, especially in the first week of March, like classes and things that you can attend.
We do. As a matter of fact, we've just got the very tail end of winter classes. Only a couple of those left, but we are still taking registration for tomorrow night's Cocktails and Creations, which is a mixed media birds, our feathered friends on canvas. And then there is one more kids workshop on Saturday, this Saturday from 1 to 3. It's called Girls' Day Workshop, Hinamatsuru, which is a Japanese Girls' Day event. And
dolls and wall hangs.
Yeah, Kokeshi
dolls.
Yeah. And so that'll be a lot of fun. But then the spring classes start. So Jenny's got all sorts. In fact, those are just now up on the website, so you can find out about all of these at DecaturArts.org. But just to kind of give you a heads up, March classes will include Saturday workshops on clay, making clay animals, clay llamas. And then
clay llamas.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
who'd have thought you're going to be able to have a chance to make a clay llama?
Right. And there's a pre-K class that will be starting up. We have that occasionally. So if you're a mom or dad, or grandparent for a preschooler, take advantage of that while those are being offered. And then, you know, we'll be closing in closer to Easter. Easter's in April, but a lot of people know those Pisanka egg paintings, and those classes have been quite popular. So there will be one of those in April. And
the novel idea from Pen to Published, it's a Members Plus event. I know. I saw that on the calendar. It looks like discover the process of writing and producing a film score. It could be interesting. Am I catching you off guard?
Yeah, you are catching me off guard.
It's on the 6th.
Film score.
T.L. Fisher.
Oh,
not ringing any bells?
He's writing. Yeah, he's a writing guy, not a music guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Walking through the steps from putting idea on paper to publishing a final draft.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. Actually, I have not spoken with him. Jerry sets those up, and he was telling me about that the other day, so I apologize that I'm
More information.
I don't have lots of details on that.
On the calendar, on the website, DecaturArts.org.
Yeah, perfect. That's right. You can find out about everything there, as a matter of fact.
Are there two Cocktails and Creations every month, always on a Thursday?
It's always on Thursday, but it kind of varies from month to month. We've got quite a few of those set up coming up here in the spring, and family event that'll be coming up in June, Despicable Me. Love the Despicable Me stuff. And lots of summer camps, so if parents are planning ahead, you know, for what to do with the kiddos during the summertime, there's going to be a week-long camp for Art with the Masters and one that's an international arts camp Yeah, and tons of other classes throughout the summer. So you just kind of have to go look at that whole schedule. And we'll talk more about that as we kind of go along.
Tickets still available to see the Carole King musical?
That one we have to check with Kim about, but okay. By all means, if you are interested in it, you should call and ask about that. I know those trips were getting pretty close to being full. But,
yeah, that's on March 14th, so you got about 3 weeks.
But it's always worth checking on that. And Corks and Forks is coming up, too.
Oh,
so
is that April?
It is on April 25th with the VIP dinner and wine pairing on the night before, which is new this year, April 24th. That way you can go and you can do all of that eating and wine pairing and still have enough stomach left to go the next night, you know, and be able to participate a lot. Yeah. And we're currently actively looking for caterers and restaurateurs who would like to be a part of that event and sponsors as well.
Perfect.
It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, so it's really an important thing for the community to participate in. And if you have a business out there that maybe offers products that would be neat in an auction, you may be approached by somebody. We hope you'll support us with auction items so we can have a really cool silent auction as
well.
Excellent.
Fair enough. Again, DecaturArts.org. You can check out the calendar or becoming a member, and you can still probably buy
a mosaic. Yes, you can.
Until those are gone, but you know it's not the anniversary, big anniversary year anymore. But you can still get on the special mosaic.
That hangs
in the front window. Perfect. Anything else?
Arty parties, don't forget about those. Those are available all year long, and that's always fun. We've got different kinds of structures for those, different price packages. We provide the arty part, and you provide the party part. And it can be for kids, or it could be for adults, or a business group.
Build however you want. Like build your own cocktails and creations, basically. With an
sort of like.
Yeah, if you want it to be an adult one. Yeah.
Good deal.
Well, you got... just another week. You have six more days for honoring Herstory, H-E-R-story, her story or history, play on words there, with the four African-American artists, female artists. So you can check that out for six more days. And then a few days off, First Friday Walk coming up on March 1st, Signs of Life by Jason Watts from Chicago.
Good deal. Be there.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That all of it?
That's all of it.
She's Sue Powell. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Every third Wednesday of the month, we get a chance to catch up on the Decatur Arts Council goodies.